Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It is the weekend, live and local, right here with John Potter, Jay Biggs, each and every Saturday morning. You can check us out 9 to noon. We encourage you to call in, talk to us, talk to our guests, 775-884-9910.
Mark Twain Days, a new Capital City Festival celebrating the life of Mark Twain. It was in Carson City where Samuel Clemens started signing his work under the name Mark Twain. Happened right there in Carson City. He began his writing career with the Territorial Press, writing letters to the editor. The historic Mark Twain Days begin with a bang next weekend. Once again, our long past historical figures of yore will repopulate our capital city, Carson City, Nevada. And Tiffany East is here with us in person to talk about it as we await a phone call from the legendary Mark Twain.
Yes, he's...
How did you manage that?
Did you play a Ouija board or something?
You know, we have our very own Mark Twain in McAvoy Lane, and he's just an expert on everything Mark Twain, and he plays his role very, very well.
I've seen... He looks exactly like Mark Twain. Now, this is a new festival, isn't it?
It is. It's brand new. This is the inaugural year in Carson City, and I think they just felt like they needed to pay tribute to this very famous figure that spent a short time, actually, in Carson City, only about 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, folks, get in on this, because tickets to one of the events have been sold out.
Right.
The Twain Train Cocktail Excursion. What a ball that sounds like. So don't be left out. Get your tickets to the, the Bowtie Ball?
Yes, the Bowtie Ball is Saturday evening at the Governor's Mansion, and we've got the Jeff Leap Orchestra playing for us, so there'll be dancing. There's going to be yummy food. And costumes, if you choose. We've got bow ties if you don't have one.
What is the Mark Twain Paint and Sip?
That's an event kind of like a Vino Reno paint and sip, you know.
But they're
painting at the Brewery Arts Center, and they'll be painting Mark Twain quotes and images.
Excellent. You have a walk in Sam's Shoes neighborhood tour.
Mm-hmm. Mary Bennett, she does the ghost tours in Carson City. She's actually doing this tour of the places that Samuel Clemens frequented, his home. So she's going to be walking and doing a historical tour.
The Steam Train Underground Ball.
That's at the Nevada State Railroad Museum, and it's a steampunk event. So come on out, take a train ride, listen to some music. They're going to have a food truck. And again, you can dress up. It's all about celebrating the period of Mark Twain. So
a Mark Twain film screening.
Yeah. So he actually was, and I think McAvoy or Mark Twain can tell us more about that. But there were some movies that he either appeared in or his work appeared in.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Is this true? Mark Twain is on the phone?
Yeah, it is, actually. So let's go ahead and go to the lines right now. Down in Carson City, Phil, if you could please patch in Mr. Mark Twain himself, portrayed by Will McAvoy. Would love to talk to him and right here on the show
this morning. No, it's Mark Twain.
Okay, well, just give him some credit. There we go. Mark, are you with us, sir? Hello?
Mr. Twain.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jay.
Hello, and thank you, and welcome to the weekend this morning, sir. And now I got to ask you: Are you ready for all the festivities you've got coming up? Because it sounds like you got a pretty busy couple weeks ahead of you.
Well, Tiffany has promised to give me a head start in the sack race.
Oh God!
There's a sack race. My goodness! In your condition, sir. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Well, I've got a little spring left in me, let me tell you.
You're like Reno, just a little bit of spring left in you. That's good, man. Well, I got to ask, have you seen your own mural that's been painted on the side of the Nevada State Museum yet in Carson City?
I've only seen pictures, but I'm going to pay my respects when I get there.
That's going to be fun. I actually got a chance the other day, drove by there. I was on the way to the studios in Carson City for KKFT and saw it. It looks great, and I got to say, it's a good way to, you know, memorialize you and everything that's going on.
Now, sir, with all these events, what are you in person going to be doing in Carson City during Mark Twain Days?
Well, I'm a facilitator, really. I hope to be with the kids. They're coming from all the way from Hannibal, Tom and Becky. And it's going to be 3 days of unbridled revelry, John, Jay. I hope you'll join us.
That's going to be good. Now, I got to ask you, so you're going to be at the Nashville Social Club coming up Saturday, correct?
Oh, with Julia. Yeah, Jules and I will be there.
What you doing there?
Yeah, what goes on with the Mark Twain Show at the Nashville Social Club? I got to ask this.
Well, until you meet Julia, you can never imagine how much fun it's going to be.
Okay.
Who's Julia?
Julia's portrayed.
Julia
Julia Boulay from Virginia City. Yes. The lady in red.
Ah.
Right.
Does that have anything to do with the Red Hat Club?
You're on a first name basis with her. I understand that. Excellent, yes. Sir. Excellent.
She was angel of mercy.
Yes.
She has been. Okay. So. Let's talk to you, Tiffany, as well, about all these events going on. Mm-hmm. Where can we meet Mark Twain? I mean, where are all the places that folks can actually physically go out and meet him?
You know, he'll be around. He will be on the train. That event is sold out. He'll be at his show at 11. No, I'm sorry. It's at noon on Saturday at the
show
Nashville Social
at Nashville
Club.
Social
yeah.
Club. Okay.
And that's a Living History Chautauquan performance. It really is keeping this memory alive for people. And then he will also be at the McFadden Plaza around 2:15 or so. We're having a mustache photo. So anyone who wants to come down and get in the fun, we've got stick-on mustaches if you don't have your own.
Huh.
But we're taking a photo just for fun, just to see what we can do with it, you know, inform the country of what we're doing. And then right after that is a costumed pageant, and he'll be there helping us to MC and judge the pageant.
Mm. Oh my gosh, a busy next Saturday
he
for this guy.
He is. He's also going to be, I believe, at the Bowtie Ball for a little while on Saturday evening, and then at the picnic, the family picnic on Sunday at the Legislature.
Now, let's ask you about this. What's this Bowtie Ball thing? Because you were saying something about it earlier.
Yeah, the Bowtie Ball is really just a fun event for people to come and dance. We just don't have a lot of that anymore. They can wear a costume or not. We do have bow ties. There's food and drinks. The tickets are $50, and it's just a fun way for people to dress up.
That's
to
cheap,
do.
Really, $50
yeah.
for a fancy event
and
like that.
You don't actually have to dress up, is what
you
you're
don't.
Saying, though, right?
No. I mean,
okay.
Well,
yeah.
Mr. Twain on the phone. Sir, we weren't around back then.
Yeah.
Could you give us a very good description of what life was like in Carson City as you roamed the streets and made your name? As Mark Twain, sir.
How about before the Biden administration? How was life?
I had a note from a friend just this morning. He said, "Sam, those who criticize your writing never saw you dance." So sure. I'm going to try to learn some new steps at that bow tie ball.
Boy, I will tell you, Mark, there's a saying that I don't think I'm going to say it correct. But I believe it was written by you many, many years ago, and it was something to the effect of, if you listen to the MSN, you are ill-informed.
What?
Well, no, wasn't that the saying? Like, if you listen to the MSN, you're ill-informed, but if you don't listen to the MSN, you're ill-informed as well. So maybe I'm wrong on that quote, but that was a long, long time ago.
Well, I think you said a lie can travel halfway across the world while the truth is putting on its shoes. Was that one of your...
I love the way you said that. May I borrow that?
But I know you said this. I know you said nothing spoils a good story like the arrival of an eyewitness.
I'm writing all these down so I can remember.
You forgot. I understand that. It's been a long time. But when you meet people in person, what do you say in character to them as Mark Twain? I'm sure you have some opening lines here.
Well, in your case, I might like to say heaven for climate, hell for company.
Okay, Mark, I actually found that quote that I was talking about because I wanted to make sure I said this right. And it's, if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you read the newspaper, you're misinformed.
Ah, there, Mark Twain.
There it is.
Now
it's coming back to him.
How did you know that was the truth that long ago? It's almost like you were awake before other people or something.
Well, I've seen Mr. Twain. He's been all over Carson City. I saw him at the Mint. I think, sir, you appear now and then for the tourists at the Carson City Mint. Am I correct?
Yes. In fact, Tiffany might like to tell us about the new commemorative medallion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the Mint, actually, the coin press is going to be working over the weekend very hard, and they'll be minting a special medallion to commemorate this inaugural event.
Oh, John would love that, because when you go to the train museum, that's his favorite part, is the little penny machine there.
This all takes place next week in Mark Twain Days. Mark, been an extreme pleasure to talk with you from above and beyond. And you can Google Mark Twain Days and buy your tickets, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome to have you here.
Okay. So, Tiffany, just one more time, any place folks can go for information or anything about the Mark Twain Days or what you got going on, please just go ahead and lay it on us right now.
Okay. Starts Friday, runs through Sunday. There's tons of events. There's free events. There's ticketed events. You can visit any of the museums in Carson City. They all have fun activities. The Children's Museum. Just come down and experience it. There will be people performing on the streets. We have Tom and Becky, as Sam mentioned. They're coming all the way from Hannibal, Missouri. They're going to be doing the engagement scene from Tom Sawyer. So there's free events. It's fun for everybody. All
I would
ages.
Love to go down and meet some fellow Missourians like myself. I'm from Kansas City. So.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks again, Mark and Tiffany. Nice meeting you.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been an absolute pleasure. We'd love to have you guys back on sometime for sure.
All right. Up next, we're going to be talking digital currency concerns and cybersecurity.
That's right. Elizabeth Lentz is going to be in with us next right here. It is the weekend live
and
local.
Is she smart or is she like me? I don't know yet.
We're going to find out very shortly. We're going to find out. It's 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 10:18.
News and talk.
My gas bill this month is insane.
What are they? Spy balloons from China? UFOs from outer space?
Now with John and Jay.
I'm kind of concerned that the government is putting more and more restrictions in our lives.
The Weekend, live and local.
You got to have a rattle behind that saber.
On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
It is the weekend live and local right here with John Potter and Jay Biggs. It is each and every Saturday morning at 9 to noon. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Our website, 991fmtalk.com. We have a podcast you can go and check out right there. We also encourage you to call or text in. If you're too shy to call and talk, that's okay. Text 775-884-9910. We get those as well. John?
Elizabeth Lentz has been speaking at Nevada organizations on the topic of the central bank digital currency and the dangers this presents. And the company she works for is heavily involved in cyber security. I met her at Paisans. We had a great talk. I am blown away with, before cybersecurity, I said, I thought to myself, I protect my passwords. I'm ahead of the game and all this. I'm blown away with what the scammers can do now. Putting up phone numbers. I mean, I had a phone call once. I think it was my friend's phone number, and I thought it was him, and it was a scammer on the phone. They can, what do they call it? They impersonate. How do they do this? It's unbelievable to me. So it's really that bad out there, isn't it?
It is bad. So thank you again for inviting me out here, and it's really great to be here today. So thank you. And so I just want to start with, I am not the cybersecurity expert, but I work with...
You work with this company that deals with it.
Yes, Mission Critical Partners is very, very active in the cybersecurity space. Yes,
I mean, absolutely. I'm not the smartest man. I'm not the smartest man, Jenny, but... I've been fooled constantly by scammers.
Right.
Yeah, and I think the smart people have been too. Anyway, tell us, you were starting there. Tell us about your background.
Well, you know, I'm one of those odd ducks. In fact, I actually had somebody when I first came back to America after being overseas for many years working.
Where were you at?
I was in the country of Estonia. And so I worked 27 countries from that location. So I was over there for about 15 years altogether in the Eastern Europe scene, I would say. And so Russia, I lived in Russia as well. And still have house over in Estonia. And
my
miss
gosh.
It very much. And but yeah, I grew up in the middle of nowhere. I am from Alaska. I grew up very, very rural.
Wow.
I grew up hunting, fishing, and trapping. And not that I would, you know, pursue that lifestyle again, but I mean, this is how I grew up. I grew up in nature, in the backwoods. And so, I didn't see my path going this way. And so what I find is that I'm from Alaska, and then I finally leave Alaska in my late 20s, and I end up going to attending the Seattle Pacific University. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a Christian school, and I find that it would kind of have a liberal slant to it. And it actually was a place that actually rocked my faith. That was a real concern.
Wow.
And that should have been an eye-opener right there. But what it did, though, I mean, you follow the steps that are laid before you. And what it led me to pursuing an intelligence background. And so from there, I went into graduate school. I actually attended one of the most top liberal universities. It was definitely agenda driven, and that is Rutgers University.
You didn't get brainwashed.
Yeah, a total brainwashing scene. And so, but the program I was in was for government service. And so I was in the Master's International program, and that kind of put me on a track where I had to get a nation specific or regional focus. And so that's when I had already lived in mm-hmm. Russia at that time, and I already spoke Russian, so I chose Eastern Europe and the country of Estonia.
So you're right across the Baltic Sea from Helsinki.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I've been there a couple
you
times.
Know that, yes, absolutely.
So you have a strong opinion about the central bank digital currency, and this ties in with the cybersecurity again, because everybody wants me to sign in with this. What is this, Vell or Veil? The instant currency thing through,
right.
I'm not going to do it.
Right. I would recommend not.
Somebody said they could only pay me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on to sign in mm-hmm. and to sign in with this Vell or what is it?
Is it Venmo you're talking about?
Something with
Venmo?
A V.
Venmo? Maybe.
And so when you sign into it, the first thing they want is all your information to be a client, to get that currency. I'm not going to do it. Why are you concerned about this digital currency?
Well, let me tell you. So I had a really interesting, and you just tell me when I'm getting close to my time, because I can really talk on this.
No. We love it. But we take a break every once in a while.
Okay, every once in a while. Because I have a lot to say about this, because I've been, you know, kind of studying this topic. And I have to say, I am not an expert on it, but I am a concerned citizen. I am very alarmed about this. And so I think what first woke me up on this, and I'm not saying I'm woke, I said I am awakened, because I attended an event in Las Vegas where the treasurer of the state of Utah came to speak to a group of 12 different conservative women's clubs. So there was from 12 states, you know, there was multiple mm-hmm. states that
right.
came together. And so he sounded the alarm at that meeting. What I learned is that this is a way that they are, meaning actually the deep state, really. It is the World Economic Forum driven agenda. And this is not me. I am not a conspiracy theorist, but suddenly I find
is.
That I'm like, I am, and I never knew it, right? And I learned, a lot of things. You know, I'm sure we're all kind of, you know, waking up. But ultimately, I learned that, you know, this is a way that they can trace everything, every possible purchase that you make.
And this is the New World Order.
Yeah, right.
I know.
That's exactly what it is. And so,
But don't they, if I pay a credit card bill or something, they already trace that.
They do.
So what's the problem with the digital currency?
Right. So this takes it really a step further, because this is centralizing our currency. And so what it means then is every transaction, it's controlled by a central bank. And that means that every purchase that you make, it will no longer be in cash. Sometimes you can't even pay your neighbor under the table, right? For eggs.
Grandma
can't
put $20 in her kid, you know, her grandson's birthday card anymore.
That's exactly right. And so it ought to concern you when China quickly adopts this. Russia's on board. You know, all of these these countries, Canada, what did we see when Canada locked the accounts, right?
All right.
Think of that on steroids. Anything that you do that the government or those who say that they are the right opinion.
It's like a giant trucking convoy.
Right. Exactly.
I hate to point out the local baseball team, but last year they stopped taking cash.
Yeah.
You couldn't use cash. It drove me crazy because you're waiting beyond this guy who's just getting a beer and his credit card didn't work. Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to try this and that. That problem aside,
right.
This is the first signs of large organizations and companies not using cash.
Yeah. And one of the first stages of that, which we all saw during the pandemic, is that they...
Chain shortage.
Exactly. And the fear, everybody's out of change. We can't have any change. And so, right? That is part of the strategy that they employ. If you read on the CBDC piloting, the websites that they have tracking this and the pilot and that is part of the strategy of getting people to think that cash is a bad thing and we're going to be out. Oh no. Right. Well, it's a lie. It is a total lie.
They probably don't like you storing it and then not knowing about it.
Right.
Well, you know, you hear about the families, like, you know, you'll be like, oh, that like, I've heard like a lot of Latino families will like be broke, but they'll have like a shoebox under their bed that has like thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, it's like that. You can't do
that
anymore. Well, no, I would love to find some gold or something somewhere. That'd be nice.
Yeah, right.
Now if you think about all this, because I have talked about this before a couple times, and one of the things that really gets me is during the COVID thing was the chain shortage.
Yeah.
I never heard anything about it until one day. I went to Joseph's Bakery, which is now closed, over in the Independent Shopping Center, and they had a machine that said no cash, chain shortage, and I'm going, what? When did this happen? Did, like, dollar bills get COVID or something? No, it's just change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what in the heck? Well, you know, it's like my mom always said, you know, you got to watch the New World Order thing is really just about that grab of everybody in one centralized thing.
Yes.
And, you know... Listen, there is some stuff, like I want to say last week we had somebody on that we were talking about, like, crimes being different from, like, state to state and stuff like that. There is some organization that it would be nice if somebody in Missouri and somebody in Nevada got the same exact punishment for, you know, killing a child or something, you know, but you got to go by state. And so I get it. You know, some things it would be nice to have, like, on board, but the money thing, we have the Rothschilds.
Oh, yeah.
We have,
who owns the entire banking industry.
Yes,
they own those central banks.
And, you know, here's the problem. This is very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And unless somebody's out, like they're not a, an ostrich. Unless somebody's not an ostrich or a sheep, it's going to be really hard for them to comprehend what we're even talking about here. Because you've got to be awakened. I don't want to say woke. You got to be awakened to all this.
You have to start wondering, and I think we all got to that point, right? We all started thinking, this doesn't add up. Why are they doing that? You know, you're like, huh? That doesn't make any sense to me, but maybe I just don't understand, right? You start negating your own intellectual ability to reason, and that's what they want. They don't want you to reason, and so they just want you to listen to the mainstream media, which I'm sorry is propaganda, and if you haven't figured that out yet, you should wake up to that fact. It is propaganda.
Well, our own Mark Twain just told us on the line last. He said, if you don't read the newspaper,
amazing.
You're uninformed.
Makes
if you read the newspaper, you're missing.
Don't get me started. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. We're going to ask you how we can protect our funds from this. How did all of this turn you into a conservative? What do people not know about how bad this threat is to them? And how can this how can government track it all? And
you're a conservative?
Right up.
And what
imagine
this
that.
Turned her into one? And what source do you trust? But we got
a
break for Fox News, so we're going to be back with Elizabeth Lenz right here with John Potter and Che Biggs.
That's right. It is 99.1 FM Talk. Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time, 10:33.
99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
It is the weekend. We are live and local each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon, right here on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it is 92.3. Our phone number, which we encourage you to call in or text in. It doesn't matter what, if you got something to say, maybe you got a conspiracy of your own. 775-884-9910, call or text.
Well, could it all be the truth? We're talking about digital currency, a threat to our personal security, and Elizabeth Lenz, her company she works for, deals with cybersecurity. What do people not know about how bad this threat of digital currency and what it can do to them? What do they not know about it?
Well, I think that, you know, in my studying of this and just trying to get my own brain around it, right? I mean, this is a massive subject, but one of the really concerning things is when the treasurer of Utah said, and this was a year ago, that by the time they figured out what was going on, it was already too late. It was already too late. So when you think about just as a personal, I'm just trying to have my investments so I can have a retirement, if you're fortunate enough to even be able to do that and afford that. But just that by going forward with this, and because it's tied connectly with this ESG, right, this social credit score system these companies have to adhere to.
That's scary.
We're seeing it play out today with this Anheuser-Busch, right, and with the beer and Kate Spade, and because these companies are really buckling under the pressure of having to meet these points and these agenda items so that they can score higher, so they can be in the top Fortune 500. So the entire system is utterly corrupt. And so that it affects us personally, and people need to really understand that, you know, is it too late to stop? I think it is. I really think it's too late. But in the meanwhile, I, as a personal individual, am going to do everything I possibly can to resist.
So the IRS is going to know absolutely everything to the dollar.
To the dollar. Every expenditure, everything, that every box of ammo.
And the administration just set aside billions to staff up the IRS 10 times more than where they are. How can we protect our funds? How can we protect our security?
Well, I can only tell you the things that I personally have done and what I know other people have done, and that is, you know, we need to, and even this, you know, there's different people who are talking about this, and recommendations that they give is resist it. Go back to using good old-fashioned checks, which when I came back to America, I couldn't believe people were still using those things. I had to retrain myself how to use a check because over in Europe, you know, a lot of things are digital, and especially in the country of Estonia, where I was working for a number of years. And so, you know, go back to cash. Force cash. I go through
now. That bothers me because places are saying no to cash.
Yeah.
I can't spend cash at the Reno Aces.
With our money. We have to vote and don't buy their things. Don't go to their businesses. And it might hurt your flesh for a little bit, but it's in the best interest for our country.
How did all this turn you around into being a conservative?
Yeah, that's really good. And I'm very thankful. I believe in God.
She likes facts.
Yeah. Well, so I grew up very, you know, earthy, down to earth.
You said you went to these liberal colleges.
Yes, and I did.
Yeah,
and
she grew up like the Alaskan Bush people,
I did. In fact, my sister, I shouldn't say this, but my sister's nickname was like Bush Woman, right? So, you know.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, because, you know, we were out in the middle of nowhere and we were hunting. And so, you know.
Shame on you.
I know, terrible. But, yeah, so I went from wanting to believe, wanting to pursue a career, wanting to, you know, further myself. I was so excited to get out of Alaska and to actually pursue something that I was interested in. But then the more I was in, I was like, I'm not lining up with this. I'm seeing something that it really is agitating to me. Mm-hmm. And it didn't line up. And I thank God that I was like preserved from this mind infiltration, which is probably some kind of MK Ultra, you know, experiment that they're doing. That's a whole nother.
I know that the media is predominantly one sided.
Well, yeah.
So what source?
Propaganda.
What source do you trust?
Well, that's a good question. So everybody has to understand that the propaganda laws were removed by Obama in 2014. So people have to understand that propaganda is now permitted. Thank you, Obama. And so now that that's removed, the mainstream media is all on board, and they're all owned by like six families, right?
Yeah.
So six or seven, you know, there's just a small number
of
them.
Even Fox is owned by a liberal.
Even Fox is owned by a liberal. And so you have to be very, very careful on who you follow. So I choose to follow like underground media. I follow some very reliable sources like John Solomon. I feel like he's really on it. I've really enjoyed what Tucker Carlson has been going on about
lately.
Yeah, I like
Tucker a lot.
Tucker's really good. At first I was like, where is he going with this? You know, but
what shocks me is what's not reported.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll go on Drudge Report and I'll pick a story and I'll read it. And if it's from something like the Washington Post, you're only going to see the one side.
Oh,
so then I have to research and find out the other side, because the story doesn't present the other side at all.
And that's what that's where the strategy is. I mean, they're hitting us from many angles, and that's that strategy to keep us off kilter, right? And to cause this disconnect and keep us separate. So we have to be able to take the time to dig, to use your own God-given ability to reason.
Use your noodle.
Use your noodle. Don't rely on what other people are saying. Get that source document. If it's not in there, you had better go get it.
I tell people this all the time. It's better to have answers that can't be questioned, it's better to have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned.
Right.
And so just because I tell you something here on the radio, I'm probably full of it. Don't listen to me.
Right.
Take my advice.
Right.
Take your head, take others' word, and then come up with the realization of what it is.
Right.
You know, that's the best resource, is using your own thoughts and brains.
Well, and people feel disempowered because they don't know where to find the information. And if you don't know, you've got to take the first step and ask somebody, right?
Right.
Call in, you know, do some research, go to Rumble, you know.
Get a tinfoil hat.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but you look at, there's very reputable people. Look at JFK Jr. He's talking about it alone. Dr. Robert Malone, you know, there's Dr. McCullough. There's there's all kinds of people out there that are true journalists and people that are actually providing the truth.
What bugs me is that news covers our country as sick, insane, and murderous, and America is healthy, sane, productive. The USA we love is still out there.
Yes.
The forgotten American is still living quietly and working hard in the rurals, united by self-reliance, integrity, and independence. But the media rarely looks outside the big cities and D.C.
Right.
Right.
You know, you never
That's
see
right.
the other side.
And there is a big other side. And people, they don't want us to come together. And so I think if anything I would recommend is it's not about a party anymore. It's about saving America or you know, turning on it. It's
well,
about
everything's
light
about a
and
party
dark,
now.
Good and evil.
They portray us in a political battleground.
Well,
I'm not interested in politics.
In 2018, when I sold my house, my car, and bought the RV, put the kids in homeschool, and did the whole year around the country, I knew I needed to do it before 2020. Let's just say I knew I needed to do it before then.
Good for you.
But I will tell you this. Once you get out there and you start talking to people face-to-face, America is way more on the same page than Facebook or the news allows you to believe.
That's right. And so they're trying to sow that division. And they've been doing that from the very beginning. You know, you're not with us. You're against us. And you're not woke.
Yeah.
And so there you're a communist.
And battleground.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
We have two Nevadas now.
Yes. And
you're homophobic, too.
And I never knew that. Yeah, right. I mean, and I suddenly I'm a racist, too, you know. And
well,
who
white.
Knew?
Yeah,
I'm
How
like,
dare
oh,
you?
Really?
Huh. Elizabeth Lenz, we got to wrap it. Boy, time flies. But once again, thank you for giving us some insight into digital currency and the threats that it holds, and also cybersecurity. Be aware, folks.
Yeah, so there's a really good cybersecurity talk coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
Very
is there
soon.
Somewhere somebody can get information from you or help? I mean, is there like a website they can go to or a business or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I can provide my contact information. Again, I'm not a leading expert. I'm just a concerned citizen, but I will be happy to leave my contact information
good.
Here.
That's
Absolutely.
A great idea.
Right.
So if folks want to call in or something like that and get some information, or you just want to call in as well, 775-884-9910. That is our phone number. You can text, and we will get you information about Elizabeth Lenz over there and possibly helping out with cybersecurity or just having fun talking about conspiracies like
oh,
we've
I
been
love
doing.
It.
I would. Hey, I'll tell you right now.
Jay's loving it. I know.
Oh, I know. I as soon as I heard John say, "Well, we got to," I was like, "Ah." Okay.
Well, come on.
Well, you know, we didn't get to the good, juicy stuff yet.
I know, anyways. And I've got a lot more to say. Let me tell you, I could go on days on this.
All right. Let's plan on having you back on.
Absolutely.
Nice talking to you. And we are taking calls still, 775-884-9910.
All right, we're going to be right back here. It's Live and Local. John and Jay, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time is 10:48.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
I thought I was bad looking for my eyeglasses when they were on top of my head, but last night I used my phone as a flashlight to look for my phone. And yes, the coffee was still in the microwave. I'm just, you know.
Gosh, John, where you at, man? You know, I will tell you, in school, I would look for my pencil quite a bit, and it would be in my hand.
Oh, now I don't feel alone. Folks, the 2023 State of Nevada Mathematics Championship is Saturday the 29th. That's coming up with students grades 1 through 12 competing. Online registration ends next Saturday. Sign up your kid. Student for this 8th annual math championship at our friends, we've had them on a show, mynnvmath.org. Competition Saturday the 29th at UNR College of Engineering. Trophies and medals will be awarded. To sign up again, go to mynnvmath.org, and that's from our friends at the Northern Nevada Math Club.
And you emceed an event for them at Paisons.
Yes, that's where I met Elizabeth Lentz.
Oh, that's right. That's
who
right.
We just had. Folks, we got a big traffic story, too. A repaving project along. Oh, you know about this. Good for you. And Phil. Boy, Phil's about to open the mic. He wants to rap
about
traffic.
He's about to get on it.
A repaving project along 580 between the Mill Street exit and the Peckham Lane overpass. It begins early Monday. Southbound, heads up, southbound 580 is going to have lane reductions in place for Mill Street to Moana, and the southbound 580 off-ramp to the airport is going to be closed starting Sunday night with a detour on Plum Lane.
Ah.
No big thing, because that Plum Lane exit is pretty close.
Hey, just a heads up to our own Blake from sales.
Yeah.
He's going to be calling in around 11:30 this morning to talk to us just for a few minutes about a brand new thing called the Backcountry Festival that's going to be happening down south. So at some point,
I haven't heard about that.
It's brand new. So actually, I'm sorry. At about 11:15, he's going to call in. So so because we have an 11:30 guest, so 11:15 or so, we're going to be hearing from Blake about that. It should be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Great weather out there, folks. The wildflowers are going to, they're going to super bloom. So after the super wet winter we had, it's going to be awesome. I went running just yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah. I have a kind of a story about that. I was on my run yesterday and I was going up Mill past Renown, and I saw a nurse come out of the hospital building and hurry away to smoke a cigarette. And my first reaction was, and shame on me for this, but I saw a weak person hurting her body. But then I thought about it, and I also saw a woman who has dedicated her life to caring for others. Right. I don't have any idea what it's like to be a nurse on a rough floor. I mean, for all we know, she may have just provided care for a child that died in her arms. You don't know. So I'm careful not to be so quick to judge.
Right.
You know, lest I be judged. And just about everybody has a vice. Just because hers is different than yours doesn't make us any better or her worse. So again, hats off to all the smoking and non-smoking health workers. We love and need you all. We are a complicated species, are we not?
I'm with that. I like that.
So I felt bad after thinking that.
Yeah. You know. Well, you know, an assumption, it can make an ass out of you and me. Right?
That's right.
You assume things, so.
And we have the terrible news about the shooting in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. You know, one thing I wanted, it's funny because we just had Elizabeth Lentz in here, and I was going to touch on this because they were talking about the news. The FBI was saying that they apparently there's a thing called juice jacking going on right now. Have you heard about this?
No.
basically what it is the FBI is warning people not to use the public phone charging stations.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, so I mean, talk about, you know, security. They're going through those portals and going in your phone.
Very believable. It's amazing what the scammers can do. And we're at a point where AI could do something to us.
Right.
Incredibly, we have got to be so cautious right now.
They have that chat AI thing, you know, and a lot of people have been using that recently. And
you don't know that they're using it. It looks just like.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my girlfriend, you know, she was like, I'm going to go on here and just check it out and, you know, see what it's all about. And she's like, this thing can literally write a paper.
She could have AI write you a love letter, you know.
That'd be nice.
you'd like that from AI? Huh?
No, not from AI. I just want a love letter.
Well, you can't tell. You wouldn't be able to tell.
It's okay. It's the meaning, you know, the thought behind it. She typed up what she wanted it to say, as long as the meaning was there. I just want to hear "I love you." Dang it!
Generate all sorts of Hallmark stuff.
Oh yeah, a Hallmark movie.
It's going to make people so lazy, you know.
Well, if it hasn't already, and you know, this was a concern. With, you know, like with students using it in school and stuff like that, you know, and so they're to the point now where they're like checking that to see if you're using the AI.
Gosh darn, we were hardworking students. We had to hunt and copy and paste in my day.
I love what you said last week about just you know, your precious Saturday school would be enough to keep you on track Monday through Friday. And now kids are like, what? Well, you know, the world has gone in this, I guess our attention span is like TikToks, man.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly. 30 seconds and that's it.
Oh, I know. Have you ever watched, like, I saw a rerun, old show, Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. You had to sit and wait and wait and wait for the joke. I thought, wow, everything was like.
Oh, I know.
Now it's
remember
totally
when you had
different.
Ovaltine and you had to... You had to listen for the...
Okay, we're sounding old.
I know.
Phone number, once again, folks, 775-884-9910. We're going to break for Fox News, and we have our next guest.
That's right, Illumined Arms.
Illumined Arms.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk all about guns next, and then, of course, Blake's going to call in and talk about the Backcountry Festival. It's the 11 o'clock hour next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay. It's the weekend.